To the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government, and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regular scheduled meeting was sent to the Park Press and other local newspapers on January 8th, 2024. Any citizens that date, time, and location of this meeting are provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmember Bieber?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Gorman?
Here.
Keeler? Lamia? John, you online?
Doesn't look like it.
Lefstein?
Here.
And Mayor Phillips. All right, first up, we're going to have a moment of silence. So John Lane passed away on Friday. He used to be a, many know him, he was our prosecutor for a number of years. Good guy. A lot of fun to be around, and he was a good person, but condolences to his entire family. I just saw him a few weeks ago, and he seemed like he's doing okay, but just going to wish his family the best and just a moment of silence. Thanks. And he's a good character. He always knew when he's in the room. That's for sure.
Should we send a letter to his wife?
Yeah, Chris.
They're not having a service. They're just having a funeral mass, I believe. So I don't know what to send, but we can send a letter from council, mayor and council, to his wife and family.
Yeah, so we can push that a few years or so. All right, first up, we'll do remarks from the audience. If there's anybody online or in person would like to be heard, just please state your name, the address, and the board of yours. Anybody that can hear me? Kevin.
Hey, guys. Kevin Burtzell, 9 New Street. So I know you guys are tabling the electric bike thing, but I just want to make some comments based on the ordinance that you guys put up front the other day. First and foremost, I mean, the biggest question is how are you going to police this issue? I know the state regulates low-speed bicycles, class 1 and class 2, at under 750 watts. They also do not need to be licensed, registered, or insured at under 750 watts. Anyone could have a low-speed vehicle as class 1 or class 2. That means anyone from 5 years old up to whatever. And this is where this law, this ordinance is strictly pointing to, class 1 and class 2 vehicles. Low-speed bike vehicles, actually. The other thing is, so based on that information, the state actually says that they also have to be clearly marked of what class they are, how many watts they are, and what the speed cutoff is on, or top speed it is on them. I've seen these bikes, they're not clearly marked. None of them are marked at how many watts they are, anything like that. To police this, you would basically have to be stopping every vehicle to see what they were, whether they're class 1, class 2. Then you're also having police stop children, because anyone at any age can ride a class 1 or class 2 bicycle. From my experience in town, I can tell you almost all the bikes in town are kids, and they're all teenagers, preteens. Now, I know this is mostly due based on complaints from people on the splash pad and bicycle, the electric bikes on the splash pad. I know your one comment here states that on splash pad, it must be under pedal power at all time, no electric bike, no electric motor. Most of the electric bikes require you to pedal. So there's absolutely no way for a police officer to determine whether or not you're under full electric power or not, because they require you to pedal at all times. So, you're talking about having a police officer on a splash pad at all times, which I know the chief is not going to be, they don't have the manpower for it. This is not a policeable ordinance in this town, especially with regard to the splash pad. So I don't know what you guys, what the purpose is behind this or why the issue is. One of the other things I want to just make a real quick comment on is, by getting involved and putting an ordinance in this town, you get yourself involved in what would normally be a two-party issue. If a bicyclist hits a pedestrian, that's a problem between those two individuals and the state, because the state put the regulations in place. By putting an ordinance in, you've now interjected yourself into that two-party system. So you now become somewhat liable because now you have an ordinance, and if you're not upholding that ordinance, a lawyer will come in and say, well, give me the last time you wrote a ticket for a low-speed bicycle in your town. You have an ordinance on the books, you haven't issued a ticket in X amount of time. Why do you have it on the books? So it's not, you're now somewhat liable. I don't know what the legalities of that are, but I would imagine you have to be somewhat liable to that. So this is my comments. I know there's a whole bunch more in here too. There's helmets in here. State doesn't require helmets over 17 years old. So there's a whole bunch of other things in here too.
I just want to get behind this. Yeah, that's why it takes so long on this one. So part of it was born of the fact that the police are trying to find the best way for everyone to be safe. Bicyclists, the e-bikers, the pedestrians. So that's where a lot of this came from. So we're trying, that's also why it's taken so long, because we've heard from a lot of residents, we've heard from business owners, we've heard from, you know, cyclists, so we've heard from the police. So that's why it would take us so long. We're not gonna, most likely is that the council will probably not take action on it tonight anyway.
Right.
As you know, it's probably tabled. But that's why, I mean, we're just trying to figure out the best path, because as you know, especially in North Beach, South Beach is pretty good.
You got decent lane.
But for as long as anyone here in town, so I mean, center of town and North Beach is pretty atrocious overall for bikes.
I mean, I know North Beach, I just riding a regular bicycle, I do not ride on North Beach on the street because it's just people are not paying attention.
What Heather and I was watching yesterday, trying to figure out, you know, we're looking at splash pad and, you know, we're watching people take their bike up and over Highlands Bridge, and there were people, bikes on Ocean Avenue. So the whole thing is hazardous.
I realize. Well, I mean, the other thing is, too, if the people in North Beach really want to complain enough, eventually the state's going to step in, and they're going to take their property on that side of the street and start and put a bike lane in. So they're going to really complain when they start taking property. Somebody gets hurt, somebody gets killed.
Anything's possible, but the other thing is, I just think that, you know, the fact that we're taking our time with it, we also, the chiefs reached out to the DOT, they asked for some guidance. We haven't gotten it formally yet. So that's one of the things we're hoping to get also, to see what they have to say, because it was, we also reached out, Greg, our engineer, is not here, but he reached out because Frank Warrington reminded us that years ago, in between now and Sandy, they had a plan where we're going to add bike lanes to North Beach on Ocean Avenue. So we're trying to see that when they do go, when they restrike after the Rumson Bridge does.
Wasn't that supposed to be part of the original repaving plan for Ocean Avenue?
Yeah, that's why we want to see what the current plan is too. So it's not going to happen. We know that, and we don't have a great answer to that. I mean, no matter what we do, if we take action, not take action, it's not going to be, they're going to be at risk. So we're trying to figure that out.
I mean, nobody's going to be happy with it, regardless of what we have.
Yeah, so that's...
My biggest thing is, especially on the splash pad, I think it's less injurious pedestrian bicycle than it would be bicycle car on the street. Because, I mean, you know, the cars on the North Beach, they don't pay attention. They're shooting off that bridge at 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour.
That's what the police recommended, bikes and e-bikes on the splash pad. But a lot of residents, of course, are opposed to it. Council's mixed on it. But that's, you know, we're taking our time doing this. We're trying to make the best.
But even marking like a designated lane on the splash pad just for bicycles. So if you're a pedestrian, you stay out of the damn
freaking... If it was bigger, I mean, the problem is it's not that wide either, but yeah.
You don't need much space. I mean, look at Rumson. I mean, Rumson, you're going through Rumson, it's maybe about that big for a bike lane. It's maybe a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet.
Yep.
I don't even think that much. And that splash pad, I think, is 4 feet at its widest, maybe 6 feet at its widest.
Yeah,
now, granted, you got staircases that into the
street. That's the biggest issue there, but no, I'm just saying, so we're trying to figure the best.
But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say my...
That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And just really quickly, you know, Bridget Travato, 9 New Street, Seabright. I come from up north, right? So, you know, they did I'm always going to call it the Tappan Zee Bridge. So when they did the bike path, walk path, there's a shared thing, but it's painted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's painted for the bikers and it's painted for the walkers. Mind you, it's tight, but it's still obvious. And I think the obvious needs to happen. As I walked in here, there are kids just doing wheelies with their e-bikes right in front of this building. I don't know what else you went over, but the obvious is to paint where the bikes go on the splash pad and where the walkers go. You need clear signs. If you make legislation without signs, you're opening up yourself to big litigation.
Yeah,
involving yourselves.
Yeah, we all bring signs. Even whenever the outcome.
Yeah, I think, but it needs to be obvious so people can see of all nationalities. You know, we are international, right? So we need a community that makes obvious signs everywhere. And painting is probably the best way to do it, so that everybody's aware that they have to stay here and stay there, even if it's tight.
When you say painting, is that a solid coat?
Yeah. It's a line, it's a delineation, and the walkers have to stay on, because it is quite narrow on the bridge still, but there is a delineated line where the walkers and the bikers have to be, and you have to share it.
What color is it?
I can't remember. I did it when it first opened. I'm so excited to walk across the bridge. But that's good. And as far as bikes go, I would like to not even see a bike on a sidewalk in town. Especially going right in front of Alice's, drives me nuts. Yeah, and you know, that's the other thing, you have kids, you know?
Down on North Beach, there's no doubt, it's been a risky, this is not new to us. It's just,
right.
The e-bikes just add like an extra layer.
And they're not going away. And they're not going away. Exactly. Every kid in Ruston is probably going to get one this spring. So, anyway, just want to say my piece. Thank you very much.
Anybody else? Anybody on the line up here? Thanks, guys. All right, so we'll go on to our consent agenda. Would anyone make a motion to approve the items on this consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Councilmembers Beaver?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Keeler? Sexton?
Yes.
All right, the consent agenda has been approved. We're moving on to our first ordinance. Ordinance number 4, 2024. An ordinance amending the code of the Borough of Seabright, Chapter 130 Land Use, and to establish salt storage regulations. We spoke about this in the past, specific requirement to the state. Would anybody make a motion to open a public hearing? Ordinance number 4, 2024.
So moved.
Okay. All right, Councilmember Beaver?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexton?
Yeah.
All right, would anybody like to be heard on ordinance 4, 2024?
Motion to close the public portion.
You're less patient than I am.
Yes.
Okay. Jesus. All right.
I figure someone wants to speak, they get up and yell at me right now.
All right, let's move on to the second then. All right, Councilmember Beaver?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
All right, good. Ordinance 4, 2024. So please make a motion to adopt ordinance 4, 2024. So moved. Second. All right, Councilmember Beaver? Yes. Catalano? Yes. Gorman? Yes. Keeler? Yes. And Lexton? Yes. All right, ordinance number 4, 2024 has been adopted. All right, we move on to ordinance number 5, 2024, an ordinance amending and supplementing the code of the Borough of Seabright, Chapter 130 Land Use, and to establish tree preservation and replacement regulations. Can somebody please make a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance number 5, 2024?
So moved.
Second. All right, Councilmember Beaver?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexton?
Yes.
All right, would anybody like to be heard on ordinance 5, 2024?
Motion to close the public portion.
And is there a second? Councilmembers Beaver?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexton?
Yes.
All right, we have closed the public hearing on ordinance 5, 2024. Could somebody please make a motion to adopt ordinance 5, 2024?
So moved.
Second.
All right, Councilmembers Beaver?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexton?
Yes.
All right, we've successfully adopted ordinance 5, 2024. All right, moving on to ordinance number 7, 2024, bond ordinance amending bond ordinance number 2021-13, finally adopted by the Borough Council of the Borough of Seabright, New Jersey, on August 17, 2021. Can somebody make a motion to open the public hearing on bond ordinance 7, 2024?
So moved.
Second. All right, Council Members Beaver?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexton?
Yes.
All right, would anybody be heard on bond ordinance 7, 2024? All right, motion to close the public hearing on bond ordinance 7, 2024.
So moved. Seconded.
All Second. Roll call, Councilmembers Bieber.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Gordon.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Close the public hearing. Ordinance 7-2024. If somebody please make a motion to adopt ordinance 7-2024.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, Councilmembers Bieber.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Gordon.
Yes.
Keeler. And Lexie.
Yes.
All right, we have adopted bond ordinance 7-2024. All right, the next one is on e-bikes. So I know we already spoke to it a little bit, and I guess, just before I speak to it, most likely we'll see that the council asks, we're probably going to carry this to a special meeting and then issue some debt. But it's a work in progress. I know the council has been breaking off into groups and trying to figure out the best path forward. I've been working with the police regularly. We've been reaching out to the state for guidance and, of course, listening to the residents. That's the point we're at. For now, we're not, I don't think we're ready to introduce this yet. But that being said.
Brian, can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
If I have the intent to ban motorized vehicles and make a motion to do that, can I do that?
Ban them from the splash pad?
Ban them from just the splash pad.
Just standalone?
Can we introduce the ordinance and then refix the verbiage to reflect that if we proceed with the vote?
Well, we don't. You should have before you, so you can consider the language as it's going to be introduced. You can introduce an ordinance by title, but that means there's no publication for first reading to the public. But you should have before you, generally speaking, the substance of the ordinance you're going to introduce.
Yeah, that's pretty substantial. I mean, is there a reason that you don't want to wait until the special meeting?
No, I think that we were ready to go with the votes, so I think that we could proceed.
Let me ask a couple of questions of clarification. So we have the ordinance, and there's one section that addresses the splash pad. I think what Sam is asking is, if it was proposed that the wording in there just gets amended to say e-bikes are not permitted on the splash pad, is that an acceptable action for the city?
If you have the specific, everyone knows how it's going to be changed and how it's going to be read on the introduction, and it's not going to be left to further things before the next one, then you can introduce it.
Have you served a copy of that? Is that?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, I think it was a procedural question.
I have distributed the one that you want to vote on. It's not the current one. Do you have that available for everybody?
I don't have it. I was just asking if we were able to introduce it, which is the change of e-bikes permitted on motorized vehicles permitted on the spot.
Motorized vehicles permitted on the spot.
Not the vehicle.
Not the vehicle.
That's what Sam's saying.
Well, again, if everyone knew what is being, what section is being amended, for instance, we're taking out section J1. And everyone knows that the ordinance is the way it is, except for J1. If the governing body doesn't have the copy in front of them to know exactly how it's going to read.
If I could ask the second question, and then I want to come back to that. Brian, you said delay till a special meeting. What special meeting?
Well, we were talking beforehand, right? Suggest setting a special meeting between now and our next council meeting so that there wouldn't be a gap on the second reading of adopting it. So okay. We can do that, but need a lot of time to flush out this ordinance so everybody can actually read it, review it, and make any changes before going to a, that's why we have one agenda special meeting and then do it, in my opinion, correctly.
Okay. No. Just a couple comments. Okay. And I understand there's a lot of emotion around this thing. But first of all, the reason the ordinance was worked on at all is I think everybody, regardless of splash pad or not, everybody recognizes the fact that we have an e-bike issue in town. And that is unregulated, uncontrolled, and unenforceable operation of e-bikes in town. I saw the wheelies happening on the way in today, too. Right? The intent of this last year was to put the police department in a position that they had some method to do enforcement of bad behavior on e-bikes. That was the intent. They did a very admirable job. They went out to multiple towns. They wound up picking the wall ordinance because they felt it reflected closest to our town. There were multiple reviews that we went through starting as far back as 4 or 5 months ago. We went through multiple iterations with them with the council. People seem to be happy with it. Is it perfect? No. This is the kind of thing, whether it's 750 watts or 823 watts, if you try to catch it, everything, you'll never get an ordinance in place. But what was put out was an ordinance with the intention of putting the police department this summer in a position that they could start enforcing things. When that process started, splash pad discussion wasn't even on the subject. It wasn't even something that was considered early on. However, because it did come up, it is a very worthy subject for all of us to be talking about and everybody to be engaged in. And I think that there's a lot of passion around this on both sides. There is no perfect answer on this. And in the end, whatever you decide, there are potential consequences coming out of that. Prior to this meeting, I asked our chief legal counsel, Roger, whatever decision we make here, if we say on the splash pad or on Ocean Avenue, do you believe we, the council and the town, are taking on liability as a result of that decision? The short answer, he gave me about a 5-minute answer, the short answer was no. You are not increasing the risk or liability of the town either way you vote on this. That made me feel better because we don't want to make a decision that puts the town at greater risk. The last thing I'll say is, it is very rare that we have an outpouring of our residents on a subject in this town. That's discouraging because we love to hear from our residents in town. The last time I witnessed it on my tenure was during the cannabis discussion, and we had an almost full room. And it was great because we heard from a lot of people. In my mind, this is another one of those examples where we heard overwhelming input from the residents in town and the affected businesses in town. Please do not put e-bikes on splash pad. I completely respect the input from the police department. They did a lot of work and research, but in the end, I believe it's the governing body's responsibility to reflect the interests of the residents of this town. So I think what Sam is trying to do is determine, is it good enough? Are we close enough? And if we take section C-1 and simply put in the words, e-bikes are prohibited on the splash pad, is that so much of an action that we actually have to hold a special meeting? Or is that something we could actually vote on? That's my opinion.
So if that's the change, if that's the specific change, and everyone knows that C-1 is going to change the breed method, then yeah, we can do it. But yeah, it's got to be specific. Everyone's got to know what they're voting on. What's
no motorized vehicle device on the spot.
So that goes in.
It replaces everything in section C. Right now it says they're permitted, pedal only, yield to pedestrians, alert pedestrians. That whole thing gets wiped out and it says no motorized vehicles permitted on the splash pad. I think that's what you're recommending.
Yeah, that's what I'm recommending.
Okay, the only thing is everyone knows that.
Then, yeah. So what would change for you then if they would always if not was a special meeting for what's your recommendation?
Well, no, if they're going to introduce it, and that's the motion to introduce it, with C1 simply reading that, then you can do that, but we need the exact line.
Can we come up with the exact line, Jack?
No, everyone should know what they're voting on. I mean, this is, everyone should know what they're voting on.
All right, do we have
I mean, listen, I don't feel comfortable voting. I'm being very, very clear. I don't know what I'm voting on right now. This is a comprehensive ordinance which was drafted originally with the splash pad not being available for e-bikes. I am completely against e-bikes being on the splash pad. I've been steadfast in that. I am not comfortable just adopting an ordinance tonight. We can wait 2 weeks. Let's get it in writing what we're doing and introduce it at a special meeting. We're not losing any time. It will still be heard for second reading at the main meeting. I don't understand what the complaint is. But my position is not going to change. I don't believe that they're going on the splash pad. Let's make sure we get the ordinance right. I don't think it's as simple as just changing one little sentence inside the ordinance. I don't.
I know everyone feels like they have the votes, but there's a lot of details that have to be worked out. Where are you putting them? When are they coming off the splash pad? Where are they entering? Are they entering the street at the base of the bridge? Like, what is happening? All that stuff kind of needs to be
worked out.
Determined. No details. Yeah. If you're going to make that behavioral change, having people in progress going north to south on a splash pad from the Highlands, from Sandy Hook, where are you going to stop them? Where are they going to cross over? Nothing exists right now.
The recommendation is they don't hold up the splash pad.
They're coming on a splash pad from Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
Some of them are.
Yeah.
From the splash pad from the Highlands Bridge overpass,
yeah.
Some of them are. So they will be on a splash pad at one point in time. Are you kicking them off the splash pad and putting them onto Ocean Avenue? We just have
it
to figure
just
out.
Like a sidewalk. Just like it's a North Beach sidewalk. All the residents that live there consider it sidewalk. We walk up there. Just like you're not allowed to ride your bike on the sidewalk, up north. It would be the same exact thing.
But there's currently no place to cross.
What you're saying is that when you, but when you, mm-hmm. if you come off the bridge or
the
off Sandy Hook, you're on the east side. You're on the east side of Ocean Avenue. You're on the
right.
Right.
And there's no way to go off.
Right. So we have signage at that point. That directs you to go on.
Sam, I'm telling you right now, you don't have the votes to introduce this right now. So I'm going
to
make a motion that we table this and we hold a special meeting on April 30th. I just need what time everyone wants to meet. Should we meet earlier at 6 or do you want us to keep it at 7?
It doesn't matter to me.
I want to make sure everybody can attend.
Anybody have an issue with that date or time?
April 30th is a Tuesday, 2 weeks. And I've confirmed with Chris that still gives us plenty of time to introduce it, get it on for the May 21st meeting, right? May 21st? And we haven't lost any time whatsoever as far as practicing the ordinance.
All right, we're going to do 7 o'clock so nobody's thinking.
That's fine.
All right, let's do 7 just so it's, you know, in case everyone's from 10, it'll be the normal time at least. And then what do you like the second, the tabling of this?
7.
All right, roll call. Councilmember Weaver?
No.
Kellan?
Just another meeting.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexi.
Yes.
All right. Ordinance number 6, 2024 has been tabled to a special meeting on April 30th, 2024, 7 p.m.
I just ask one question. Chief, do you anticipate getting a response from DOT?
We're waiting for a response from the DOT for some guidance and also from the JIF.
Okay.
Mayor, can I make a couple quick comments?
Sure. Yeah,
did you finish what you wanted to finish?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if we were going to discuss this tonight, words as simple as motorized vehicles are prohibited from the multi-use splash pad. Full stop. Hypothetical. I agree that there are complexities around how you get on and off the splash pad. This is not a straightforward issue. But in my mind, any of the actions to take effect out of this ordinance, if in fact we approve that they're not allowed there, requires follow-up of appropriate signage, appropriate enforcement, and all the other things that come along with it. What I'm worried about is we have been working on this ordinance now for probably about 4 months. We've gone through multiple iterations. There have been several cases where everybody on the council said they were fine with it. That has changed, and the splash pad had something to do with that, which I think is perfectly legitimate. But we are going to be approaching very quickly the summer, and we want to put the police department in a position where they're going to enforce. If the conviction is that we don't want e-bikes on the splash pad, we have to make sure we have adequate time for signage and we have it happening before the summer rush. So I would just ask, let's not take another X months because it's taken us over 4 to get to this point to get a conclusion so that we can move forward.
Well, that's why, if I can comment, Councilman, that's why I said April 30th, which keeps us on track for May 21st, which if we had introduced it today, second reading would be on May 21st. So I don't understand what the concern is between doing it today or doing it in 2 weeks. So what's going to happen in 2 weeks other than the fact that we get it in writing, we know exactly what we're voting on, we're not flying at the seat of our pants and making it up while we're sitting here, and instead we know exactly what's being presented and the people know what's being presented.
Okay, let me respond to that. The ordinance, other than the splash pad,
mm-hmm.
has been reviewed and agreed to by the council.
That's not true.
Well, prior to you coming on the council,
okay, let's be clear on this.
And the two issues that the council had on it in
right.
approval, two issues. Acronyms are incorrect, and we're allowing underage youth on sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
Please fix those. We went and fixed both of them.
All right.
So the ordinance was updated to reflect the interests of the council.
Understood.
The splash pad issue is a fair issue that's come to the surface.
Yes, it is.
And the proposed wording is pretty straightforward. They're not permitted. So it's not like there's paragraphs that have to be analyzed and understood.
No, to Mark's point, though, there are some other issues, though, because basically it's like a domino effect thing. Whatever course the government body is going to take, it impacts other things. So just like early on when we were going to have considering whether or not bikes should be on the splash pad, and we thought e-bikes would be on the splash pad, and then it Like Jack and Phil's brought up a great point. Where do they come off the splash pad on? You know, at the southern end of the splash pad, and we talked to the private owners there, or the private owner there, and they brought up the concerns. Like, yeah, it's a problem. There's no perfect solution, but that's why that was a legitimate question back then, which slowed things down, because how do the bikes get the splash pad? There is a right answer. Just like bikes, if you're pedestrians. But now that...
We switched direction.
Correct.
So we switched. This ordinance was never written, so despite how many changes it's been through, or little anagram things have been changed, with the concept that e-bikes were not going to be allowed on the splash pad. So if it was written specifically believing that they were going to be allowed on the splash pad. And up until you did your conversion, which I respect you for, that's the way it was going to be. Now, it changed, so we have to make sure that the entire ordinance is consistent to support the fact that now they're not going to be on the splash pad. Otherwise, the police are going to have major enforcement issues because the ordinance is going to be inconsistent. So let's just make sure it is all correct. Wait the 2 weeks. Nothing's going to change within 2 weeks. And let's cross our T's and dot our I's.
The request is, let's make sure we get it done.
That's why we're coming back in 2 weeks.
But it's going to be up to the governing body again, you know.
And suggestion within the 2 weeks when we meet again, there should be a full communications time.
There has to be.
That accommodates.
We got to have an ordinance done.
Today either.
Right.
So it'll be complete.
Who's going to put that together?
It should be.
We'll work on it.
All right, move on to ordinance number 9, 2024. Thanks for the conversation, guys. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 70 entitled Building Construction, Article 1, Uniform Construction Code, Section 70-3, Fees of the Code of the Borough of Seabright. Can somebody please make a motion to introduce ordinance number 9, 2024?
I'll move that. I'll second it.
All right, Council Members Beaver?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexman?
Yes.
All right, we have successfully introduced ordinance number 9, 2024. Moving on to new business, we have vouchers in the amount of $505,838.38. And somebody please make a motion to approve this voucher list.
Second.
Roll call, Councilmember Beaver?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And
yes.
All right, we have approved the voucher list. All right, we are moving on to the 2024 municipal budget. Let's see, any budget comments from Mayor and Council? Would anybody like to make a motion to approve Resolution 89-2024?
So moved.
Second.
All right, Council Members Beaver?
Yes.
Kevon?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Mike? I mean,
sorry. Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And,
we have approved Resolution 89-2024. All right, so we're going to move on to the public hearing for the 2024 municipal budget. I have an introduction here I want to read that our CFO Mike Paskey prepared. So I'd like to read that first. Prior to opening the public hearing on the annual budget, I'd like to announce that information pertaining to the budget, including the budget itself, a quote-unquote user-friendly version of the budget, and a budget presentation are all available on the borough website. The budget that we will vote on tonight includes decreased spending and a tax rate reduction of 14.14%, which will reduce the municipal tax rate from 45.7 cents to 39.2 cents for 2024. That's right. Can somebody please make a motion to open the public hearing on the 2024 municipal budget?
So moved.
Second.
All right, Council Members Beaver?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler? And
yes.
All right, would anybody like to be heard on the 2024 municipal budget? Anybody at home?
Motion right, to close the
public hearing on the 2024 municipal budget.
I made that motion.
Councilmember Beaver?
Yes.
Carolina?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And that's
it. Yes.
All right, we've closed the public hearing on the 2024 municipal budget. Can somebody please make a motion to approve resolution number
90-2024?
So moved. Second. It's the adoption of 2024 municipal budget. Councilmember Beaver?
Before I say yes, Mike, thank you for an outstanding job once again. Well done, are you ready?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gorman?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexi?
Yes.
All right, we have approved resolution number 90-2024. And anyone can do this, thanks again. You and the team do a great job every time, and you take it for granted. But you're our CFO for life, so we're all set.
Pretty much just like Joe's your administrator for life.
Yeah. All right, so we're moving on to our mayor and council comments. Anybody in council want to comment as it pertains to their committees?
Mayor, I have two items,
okay.
If I could, real quickly. I know pretty much the council knows this, but we have had the announcement of several retirements this year so far, Joe obviously being one of them, Trish and Christy also, and we certainly wish them well and thank them for their outstanding service to the town and to the residents of Great Seabright. This also represents an opportunity, as you know, we've been talking about potential succession planning. And obviously, Rachel, our new BA, is going to spear this activity, but I'm excited about the opportunity to kind of shape and mold the organization with these retirements, so it creates a great succession opportunity for us going forward. So we look forward to working that as the personnel committee. The other thing I want to mention, Mayor, tomorrow we're going to be holding our third meeting with the county leadership regarding the potential partnership on the bulkhead improvement initiative. We're making good progress here. They're bringing in lobbyists at this meeting to kind of help think about how we can lobby the state for potential support, if and when we go forward with the bulkhead improvement effort in the downtown area. So we're getting good momentum. Joe, thank you for your support on this. Greg Lesh has been doing a great job. But we have a third meeting. If that's successful, which I expect it to be, the next meeting would be expected to take place with the state DOT commissioner or somebody from that office to consider the possibility of supporting us in the bulkhead.
Sounds great.
That's it, Mayor. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Okay. Fireman's Fair, right? 9 to 12?
9 to 12.
So if anyone's out there, you need volunteers to man the booths. Do you need volunteers for anything else, or are you guys okay on your part? Yeah? Okay, so we're looking for volunteers who will man the game booth. So keep your ears out, because we'll send out hopefully some sort of communication with a link where people can put in their email address, or in the meantime, you can email me. We had the CCON event, which was this weekend, I think. Did you go?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a...
I thought it was cool.
It had a really cool turnout, so...
Okay. Kevin, I know Kevin Burns all
went. Right. We saw pictures.
Yeah.
So that seemed to go over very well for its first time, and again, we're really looking just to bring any kind of activities, bring life life energy into our community center. Tomorrow's farmers market, like usual, from 1 to 6, and there's a knife sharpening guy that is getting a lot of work. So if anyone needs their knife sharpened, yeah, seriously, he's full the whole entire day from start to finish.
Wow.
Whoever does that. So come on out. We have, you know, a couple more, 2 more months kind of inside the community center, and then we'll look to be in the park outside again. And then also the announcement for junior guards has gone out for registration. And if there are any Seabright residents who have not or have not been able to register to join the junior guards, please contact me or please email Don Klein, because we always reserve space for Seabright residents. So. You know, a few late decisions, Seabrighters are always welcome. So, just a few points there.
Well, thanks.
Sure.
Excellent. All right, Jack. You're
up. Just to follow up on what we've talked about in the past, this Thursday coming out with Chief Chad, you'll again see if Sandy Hook will let us rebuild. And it's not a major project. Some of the older buildings they have there for storage. They're totally just sitting. And I'd like to try once more, because our work here in town will do a lot, but it's not going to take all of the equipment that's now sitting outside. So we need backup. And I'm hoping that new people at Sandy Hook will go along with that. The other thing, put a call into the Army Corps to confirm that in the fall they're going to resume dredging the river. And if they confirm that, I'd like to and this is going to be a mayor and council operation, petition the state and the feds here on a sand replenishment program if we can use sand from the dredging of the river. I'm very concerned about the southern end of town, especially. At normal, just a regular moon high tide, the water's washing up against the seawall. And we have a bad storm. And I'm not talking anything as bad as Sandy, just a bad storm. There's going to be property damage, and certainly in South Beach. And Mount Beach received a lot of sand coming from the river, and there was some question whether it was going to be good on the beach, but it seems to have blended in very well. So I'm hoping if they do continue with the river dredging, we can work out an arrangement where that sand gets pumped on the Seabrook Beach. I'll let you know very shortly as soon as I hear from the Army Corps.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mayor, just a comment on that, if I could. I agree completely with Councilman Keeler's assessment of the risk here. Many of us remember that an Army Corps of Engineer and DOT was in during the summer, and we've talked to them a couple of times. Their position is, putting aside a catastrophic event, you're not in cycle for replenishment. We are getting close to a catastrophic traffic event. And in my mind, one of the most compelling things we could say is that the seawall is about to be undermined, because that results in a much bigger job for them in the event that the seawall gets undermined. We know they're very occupied right now down in Baltimore dealing with the problems they have down there. But I guess the reason I'm even talking about this, and I know Sam has been working this very hard, is what is the method by which we get their attention to at least come back and talk to us again, like they did that day? And they came in and said, hey, you know, it's a nice day, the beach looks good. Well, things, bad things have happened since then. And if we can convince them that if they don't take action, their job is about to get much worse because the seawall can be undermined, maybe we can get their attention. Yeah. So whatever the venue is, we can do that. That would be great.
If I could just mention one thing, I sent something to Chris late in the day, I don't know if you were here, an article about Atlantic City petitioning that. And Ventnor and North Wildwood and everyone else, we have to get into the pipeline because those have greater voices than we do. So hopefully Chris got it and can make copies for everybody for, you know, your package or whatever. But there's a lot of bigger voices, so we have to make ours heard.
Yeah.
Or we're going to be way down on the list.
Yeah, with all the hungry mouths to feed, I think unless we can show a compelling argument that their situation is going to get worse if they don't take action, they can just ignore us.
Again, I'm just hoping that the Shrewsbury River is right next to us, and if they are going to continue, we can marshal our forces here. But I agree with you. If they're talking 3 years out, a lot of money.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Anybody else like to speak? Mark, is that good?
Okay.
All right, I'll say progress. We do have an executive session coming up, and it's rare, but we will probably take the reconvene after the executive session and come back in the public, but it will only be limited to what's on the agenda right now. So if you want to stick around for janitorial discussions or resolutions, feel free, but we're not going to take any action on anything else. Like, obviously, you might explain it. So feel free to stick around if you'd like or come back afterwards. But with that being said, anybody can make a motion to enter into closed session?
So moved.
Second.
All right, roll call. Councilor Beaver?
Yes.
Adlanos?
Yes.
Borman?
Yes.
Killer?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
And Mike? All right, thanks for coming out, guys. If you stick around, I'll see you later.